Mike and I often ask, who is a movie for? And I'm asking that question right now about Nuremberg, the latest movie that is out starring Russell Crowe, Rami Malek, and Michael Shannon. The reason I'm asking this is because they don't make movies like this anymore for a reason. It used to be you made these big epics because there was an audience for big epics. You don't really have the audience for the big epics anymore. You made these big epics so you could win Academy Awards. Well, the problem with this movie is because it's about the Nuremberg trials, everybody in this movie is white. And because of that, you are not eligible for a whole bunch of Academy Awards due to the Oscars new standards about how diverse your movie has to be so that you can win those Academy Awards. I'll start with this. I got through most of the Nuremberg movie before the link expired. I actually want to go back and finish it because the thing I missed was the ending. I was watching it in little sittings. And what I was struck most by was not the plot, not the acting, but the scenery, the sets. I know they're all CG. I know every single one of them is CG, but they don't look CG. This is the first movie I can remember actually pulling that off. When they're in Nazi Germany, otherwise known as a studio with a green screen, who knows where they actually are, and they made it look like it's right after the war, and I know nothing in that scene is real. Nothing. But it looked real. It was incredible. The production. The production put into this movie was amazingly well done. Incredibly well done. Here's something else. The acting was superb. The acting was superb. I don't normally like Rami Malek. I liked him in Bohemian Rhapsody. I did not like him in the James Bond movie. I did not like him in The Pacific. I don't like him in anything else. I thought he was perfect for the role. What it's about is Hermann Göring, who is the second in command to Adolf Hitler. He's on trial along with the other high command of Nazi Germany. And Rami Malek's character is the doctor who's tasked with keeping them alive long enough to be on trial. And I thought he did a great job. And I thought Russell Crowe was at his absolute best. Russell Crowe, great actor. When he's at his best, there is really very few who are better than him. I didn't think I was looking at Russell Crowe anymore. I thought I was looking at a Nazi commander. He was phenomenal. Michael Shannon, as a Supreme Court justice who's running the whole show, did a phenomenal job. John Slattery, Iron Man's father. He was amazing. Everything about this is great. But I have a problem. I don't know who this movie is for. It's for our parents' generation. We're the end of that generation that could sit through 2.5-hour movies. We're the end of that generation. 2 hours and 38 minutes is the runtime on this movie. We're the end of that generation who enjoys these big epics. Who'd you make this for? I'm kind of confused who you made this movie for. Where's the audience? And here's what I'm concerned about. If this movie doesn't do well at the box office, they ain't going to make these anymore. They're not going to. I think it might be doing okay at the box office because there's nothing else out anybody wants to see. But if a movie doesn't break $1 billion these days, they say, was it even worth it? Is it worth its costs? Is it worth its advertising?
So according to Box Office Mojo, Nuremberg is in number 5 with 3.9 mil on the weekend.
That's it.
Yeah.
Opening weekend. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'll say it seems like...
It's no Predator Badlands.
That's for sure.
It's no The Running Man, which we're excited to go check out tonight, the advanced screening that comes out this Friday.
Right. So are they going to keep making these big epics anymore? And a reminder, this was probably cheaper to make because it was all done on computers. You didn't have to make the big sets. I'm sure the costumes were expensive and some of the cars were expensive, but you didn't have to make the big sets. I'm actually worried that they're not going to make movies like this anymore because I enjoy movies. I really like movies like this. And even though I disagreed with some of the doctor stuff and some of the thoughts about Nazi versus how friendly is he, I had some issues with that. It was a good movie. It's a good drama. I don't remember the last time I saw a good drama on an epic scale like this. I just don't remember one.
Well, let's talk about it from this angle, Ari, because this is from Sony Pictures Classics. Yep. It's kind of like their boutique label type of thing. And you're right, because like projects like this usually kind of get dumped on streaming. But the thing that you imparted on me when you were sharing your early thoughts before we started the show here is like, this is a movie.
Yes, this is a real movie that they spent real money on, making good production value, where it looks good on a big screen, looks good on a small screen. You see every nitty-gritty detail. You could see all the graininess. If you could see the graininess, but you can't because the CGI was done so well. It was really well done.
So is this a movie I should go see in the theater, or should, like, I wait for streaming? How should I consume this?
I will put it this way. Dealer's choice. You should consume it in the best way you enjoy a movie. So if you enjoy going to see it in theaters, go see it in theaters. If you enjoy watching it at home on your couch, watch it home on your couch, but I think you should watch it. Look, it's not Judgment at Nuremberg, if that's what you're expecting from 1961. It's a new version, a new take, a new part of the story. But I think it's something worth seeing, and I think you should check it out.